Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I got a commentary. It's raw. It's not been edited yet. I've not cut it down yet. It's pretty long, but it's good, and it's necessary to hear. And I'm going to read you the raw commentary that I just finished writing about 30 seconds before I connected with USA Radio headquarters in Dallas and about 2 minutes before the show started. Just finished it. Here is who is to blame for the deadly COVID vaccine disaster and cover-up. Hint, it's not Donald J. Trump. Every day it becomes more clear what a disaster the COVID vaccine is. Data from all over the world is showing proof that those who are vaccinated are much sicker, more often hospitalized, and dying in far higher numbers than the unvaccinated. In both Europe and the United States, all the mortality data clearly shows a massive, never before seen in world history increase in non-COVID deaths since literally the day the vaccines, and in particular, the vaccine mandate, began. In the beginning, I was one of the handful of brave conservative hosts pointing out what a disaster this was and how bad the early results were. But I sure was feeling mighty lonely as I warned my fans and listeners to at best wait and at worst proceed cautiously and understand the massive risks these rush-to-market, emergency-use-only vaccines posed. Now suddenly everyone is getting in on the story. The light bulbs are going off. Conservative talk star Dan Bongino just days ago called getting the vaccine the biggest regret of my life. He now realizes he has a ticking time bomb in his body that could cripple or kill him sometime in the future, perhaps soon. He regrets getting it. He regrets ever encouraging his fans and listeners to get it. Tucker Carlson has gone from warning the COVID vaccine doesn't work and it's a huge failure to openly admitting it's killing and injuring thousands. A guest on Fox News, Steve Kirsch, a former Democrat mega donor, even dared to mention on national TV the massive amount of deaths and injuries that I, Wayne Root, have witnessed among my personal friends since my wedding last November. It's a perfect test case. Only my vaccinated friends are dead and injured in the past 9 months, and my unvaccinated friends are healthy as a horse. The deaths and injuries from the vaccine are skyrocketing so fast that even the liberal media can avoid the topic no more. Several liberal media guests in the past few days have begun to blame President Trump for this expanding disaster. That will be the new Democrat talking point moving forward. They can't avoid the thousand-pound elephant in the room any longer. Too many Americans are dying suddenly. That includes celebrities, athletes, rock stars, even doctors. They're all dropping dead suddenly and unexpectedly. So now they're going to blame it all on Trump. And I'm here to tell you, Trump is not to blame. Here is who is to blame. Say that fast five times. Here is who is to blame. Dr. Fauci gets 100% of the blame. He knew. He conned the nation long after he knew the vaccines didn't work, long after he saw the official CDC compiled VAERS list of deaths and injuries from the vaccine piling up, long after he saw the vaccine trial evidence that volunteers in the trial died, volunteers were injured, volunteers were crippled, volunteers were disabled, pregnant mothers lost their babies at an alarming rate, even nursing babies were getting sick from their vaccinated mother's breast milk. Yet Fauci covered it all up. He encouraged more Americans to risk their lives knowing the terrible side effects of this tragic experiment gone bad. Fauci gets 100% of the blame. The CDC gets 100% of the blame. They knew everything Fauci knew. Biden and the Biden administration get 100% of the blame. They knew everything Fauci and the CDC knew. They certainly knew it by March of 2021 when Biden gave the orders to OSHA to mandate the jabs at every large corporation in America. They knew Americans would die in huge numbers. They didn't care. Biden and the Biden administration get 100% of the blame. The media is 100% to blame. They are the PR wing of the Democrat Party. They covered up this entire mass tragedy. It's the biggest healthcare debacle in world history. At worst, it's mass murder on a grand scale. At best, it's mass negligence mixed with medical malpractice mixed with greed. Everyone got rich by lying, committing fraud, and staying silent as Americans dutifully took their shots and died or lost the ability to ever work again due to catastrophic injuries. The whole mainstream media sold out, even Fox News and Newsmax. I'm guessing the biggest conservative talk radio syndicators sold out too. They all took millions to shut up. They agreed no host or guest could tell the truth about vaccine deaths or injuries. They took blood money. They sold out all of you, your families, and your children, their own best customers. Doctors and scientists across America are 100% to blame. They knew. They saw their patients dying, but they were too scared of losing their license by speaking out or too greedy to say anything. The doctors played dumb. They were sheep. If the CDC, FDA, and AMA said it's good, they went along with the orders, even as they witnessed so many of their patients sick, dying, and dead after vaccination. And of course, Big Pharma and the vaccine manufacturers are 100% to blame. They knew from day one. They saw the vaccine trial results. They knew there was no control group. They buried the tragic and deadly results. It was so bad they demanded the trial results be kept secret for 75 years until a federal judge ruled the results had to be made public. This is also why they demanded immunity from lawsuits. And then there's President Trump, the man the Democrats want to stop at all costs, the front runner for the 2024 presidential election, the man they've tried to destroy since the day he announced for president, the man they illegally spied on, the man they tried to frame on bogus charges, not once Russian collusion, not twice the Ukraine phone call, but three times the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And now they want to frame him for the COVID vaccine gone wrong. Well, it didn't work. It won't work. Trump was the CEO of America who was lied to by Fauci, Dr. Burks, and America's most respected medical organizations, the CDC, the FDA, and the AMA. Trump is a brilliant businessman, not a doctor or scientist. His only job was to act as CEO and four-star general and coordinate the vaccine program to get the job done and in record time. He didn't make the vaccine. He didn't manufacture the vaccine. He didn't create the vaccine. He didn't test the vaccine. He wasn't part of the cover-up of the vaccine results. The experts, the medical experts, are responsible for the biggest mistake in history, lying to President Trump, then acting in conspiracy to cover it up. Trump was taken advantage of, just like the American people. They defrauded us all, and these criminals are responsible for mass negligence, leading to mass murder, and then mass fraud to cover up the truth. And even if Trump is guilty of poor judgment and ever listening to a con man like Dr. Fauci, Trump was against vaccine mandates from the first day. That would have protected millions of American workers who were forced by Biden to choose between their jobs and the vaccine. With Trump as president, they would never have been forced to make that choice. So desperate Democrats can try to blame Trump, but that dog don't hunt and that bird don't fly. Democrats pushed the vaccine. Democrats praised the vaccine. Democrats mandated millions to get the death shot. Democrats slandered anyone who told the truth. Democrats called reports of vaccine deaths and injuries misinformation. This is their debacle. This is their Waterloo. This is their disaster. This is their tragedy. Blaming Trump is just one more expansion of the world's most extreme political witch hunt. Trump was the CEO of America trying to save lives, save jobs, save the U.S. economy, and save capitalism. But never was he going to force the vaccine on a single American, adult child, private sector employee, government employee, or military members. Trump believed and believes in freedom, and that works for me. I'll bet it works for 80 million plus Trump supporters and voters too. President Trump was the CEO of America who was lied to and conned just like the rest of America. He is an innocent victim just like you and me. But Now is the perfect time for President Trump to come out and admit Fauci and the CDC lied and misled him. They appear guilty of terrible crimes and announce, based on what we now know, it's clearly time to suspend the vaccine program and investigate what went wrong. And if found guilty of fraud and a cover-up, demand everyone involved be criminally prosecuted. And demand Congress pass legislation that we will never allow a mandate for any experimental vaccine or drug ever again. Do that, Mr. President, and you're back in the White House in 2024. Case closed. That's my new column coming out this weekend. It's called Here Is Who to Blame for the Deadly COVID Vaccine Disaster and Cover-Up. Hint, it's not President Donald J. Trump. And that's exactly how I feel. Trump's not a doctor. Trump's not a medical expert. Trump's not a scientist. Trump's a CEO. And by the way, I won't name any names. I don't want to embarrass anyone. But I was at a huge GOP fundraiser for a major candidate here in Nevada, statewide candidate, earlier this week. And in the crowd was a guy who was very close to being a billionaire. He's probably worth somewhere between, I'd say, maybe $700 million to $900 million. Close to being a billionaire. Built some of the most recognized buildings in Las Vegas. Big-time developer. And he took the vaccine. And he's got four kids in the military, and they all took the vaccine. And he doesn't know there's anything wrong with it. I hate to say this, but CEOs are brilliant at the only thing they know. They know how to make money. They know how to run a business. They know how to create jobs. They don't know a damn thing about health or medicine or vaccines. So if that billionaire isn't responsible and still doesn't know at this late stage how deadly the vaccine is, and he let his own kids get it, then how could you blame Trump? Trump knows how to make money. He was the greatest economic president of our lifetime. He's got nothing to do with vaccines or medical advice. He's not a healthcare provider, and he doesn't manufacture or create drugs or vaccines. Trump was duped just like most of America was duped. You know who wasn't duped? Wayne Allyn Root. I warned you all for the first day, don't go near that damn vaccine. It's gonna be a killer. I was right. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wayne on the roots on fire. Hey, thank you, Dave. Dave, one of my fans said, just texted me, your greatest commentary ever, Wayne. I love that commentary. So we already got some results in, and the reality is, it's Fauci. It's not Trump. And I wish Trump had known, but you know, the only reason I know, I'm a businessman, right? I'm not a successful businessman like Trump. I've made $1 billion, but I'm a pretty smart guy with a pretty good gut instinct. But the reality is that I've been a vitamin guy my whole life since I'm 16 years old, vitamins and exercise and healthy living and healthy diet. And I've studied everything there is to know about vitamins and how they react or respond to disease and illness, to cancer, to viral disease. And so I knew more than Trump eats Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's all the time. Fact. He loves fast food. And he probably drinks it down with a Coca-Cola. I haven't had fried food in 40 years. I haven't had a Diet Coke or a Coke in 50 years. I don't eat fast food. I don't eat junk food. I live a very different life than Trump. He knows nothing about diet, exercise, and health. He doesn't exercise other than play golf. Guy does not exercise. So, you know, he doesn't know about things like this. And the billionaire who I spoke to at that big GOP fundraiser this week, he doesn't know about things like this. He doesn't exercise, and he doesn't eat healthy, and he doesn't know anything about vitamins. None of these guys do. I happen to be a very rare bird, you know, rare dude. Not too many people like me, a businessman who studied vitamins and health and fitness his whole life. I'm kind of a Jack LaLanne. And so, you know, I'm a different guy. Trump isn't expected to know about things like this. What would he know about vaccines? He probably never thought there was a problem with vaccines. I've known there's always been problems with vaccines. I've never been anti-vaccine, but I've always been well aware that there are problems with vaccines. They used to have mercury in them. They gave kids autism with that mercury, is my belief, my opinion. And And, you know, they eventually said, they kept saying, no, 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 there's no problem. Mercury doesn't do anything. Mercury doesn't cause autism. And then eventually I noticed very quietly, very silently, without saying a word, they all got together and they took the mercury out of the vaccines. Why'd they do that? Oh, I thought mercury wasn't bad. I thought there was nothing wrong with it. They got rid of it. Used to be mercury inside your dental fillings that was making people sick. And very quietly, the American Dental Association kept saying, there's nothing wrong with mercury. There's nothing wrong with fillings in your mouth. The mercury's contained. It doesn't get out. Yes, it does. It leaks into your body. And as a matter of fact, at one point in my life, I had like, you know, over a lifetime, like say 10 cavities in my mouth over a lifetime. When I was like 30 years old, I went to a specialized dentist and had all 10 cavities removed or 10 fillings removed from my mouth because they all had the old fillings, which had mercury in it. Had them all taken out of my mouth and put in new fillings with no chemicals and no poisons and no mercury. The average person doesn't know about things like this. So you got to know about everything. Just because you're smart about business doesn't mean you shouldn't study how to live a longer life. And speaking of that, the sponsor of this segment, what a segue, Amio Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, their natural silver mouthwash several times a day, the silver gel on my face each night before I go to bed, and I suck on their silver lozenges all show long to keep my voice alive. I was just sucking on their cherry lozenge moments ago. And I asked them to cut the prices dramatically to help my customers with inflation, and they said, okay, how about 20%? I said, how about 30? They said, okay. 30% discount on their entire product line. Just tell them Wayne Root sent you and use the promo code Root 30, Root, R-O-O-T 30, to save 30%. Go to AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, Route 30 to save 30%, or call them at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, Route 30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148. Let me mention real quick that I'm on Mike Lindell TV in about a half hour. You get that by going to frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com, and you enter your email and phone one time, and then you get to watch free forever. You'll never have to do it again. And the show is at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific every day. And then a rerun of my show every day at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Or go to Roku to watch it. And then on weekends, it was supposed to start tomorrow, but we all made the decision this morning that we were just trying to do too much too soon. We're starting next Saturday on Real America's Voice with my weekend show called America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn. It starts next Saturday at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And it'll be rerun throughout the weekend, channel 219 on Dish TV. And you could also get it at Roku TV and Pluto TV and Apple TV and Amazon TV and Fire TV and Samsung TV and the Apple Store with the Real America's Voice app. Lots of ways to watch Wayne Root in addition to listening to Wayne Root on this radio show on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root's with you, coming back with a great guest. RootForAmerica.com is the website, and you can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bring your patients, check in online. Don't check a bag if you don't have to. Book early flights, because if it does get delayed or canceled, you'll still have a better chance of getting out.
Sound advice from travel expert Lee Avamonte. As airports are packed, as travelers take off on those last summer vacations ahead of the Labor Day weekend. According to AAA, over 130 million Americans are traveling over this long holiday weekend. The Department of Veterans Affairs announcing for the first time in history they will provide abortion services and counseling to veterans in cases of health dangers, rape, and incest, even at federal facilities in states that have outlawed abortion. NASA's Jeremy Parsons says the weather forecast is improving for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vince.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. All of you know the story. I went on Energized Health. I took their challenge. I signed their contract. They agreed to sponsor my show. If I signed their contract, I've never done that before. I agreed to be on the program as long as they were sponsoring my show. And I did not think I had a pound of fat to lose. I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all of it dangerous inner body visceral fat. I'd been a workout guy my whole life. I'd been healthy my whole life. Didn't think I had a pound to lose. Lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle. In only 88 days because of intercellular hydration. And now I'm doing a special promotion in honor of starting my new show on Lindell TV. I not only want to see you in the best health of your life, but I know that your spouse, your significant other, will help you do it. You both need to be on the program at the same time to do it best. So I'm going to personally pay for your spouse, your significant other, to join the program with you. For the first 25 people to enroll today, go to energizehealth.com, energizehealth.com, click on the watch the masterclass video, then call and join. And you ask for the Wayne Root 40% off discount for you, and I pay for your spouse. Just say, send Wayne the bill. That's right. Right. I'll pay for your spouse or significant other to join you. Your favorite host is putting his money where his mouth is. That's how much I believe in this life-changing program. EnergizedHealth.com or call directly 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. All right, our guest is here. We always enjoy having him on the show. Retired Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London, Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Operation Dark Heart. Colonel, welcome back to the show.
Wayne, always great to join you. I love our conversation, so thanks for having me.
Yeah. So we saw the FBI search affidavit today with heavy redactions. I don't know if you saw what Trump's response was. Yeah, but did you see Trump's response in actual email blast to his fans? Did you see that part of it? I'm on his list where I get his press releases. He always sends press releases, and at the top of it, it says, let's see, let me go back to it and see. I think it says Make America Great. I can't even remember. I never remember what it says. But, yeah, Save America PAC. That's what it is. Save America PAC. Statement by President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, and then where you're supposed to see a statement, it's all black redacted. The entire thing is blacked out and redacted. The only words he left in were, Make America Great Again. I thought that was really funny and really creative. I don't know if that's his idea. He's got a staff of people who came up with it, but it's very, very creative, and it brought a smile to my face. But what do you think about the redacted affidavit released today?
You know, I went through it myself. For those who in your audience track me, for a book, Operation Dark Heart, there was something like 280 redactions, which we actually eventually won in court. We beat them because they were all already cleared, but they redacted it because, you know, they wanted to harass people. And I think it's the same thing here, Wayne. This, everything in that warrant that it's even visible it indicates to me that the FBI did the raid. DOD did the raid under the color of law. That is to say, as an Article 2 officer, and Tom Fitton's really good on this too, Article 2 officer, President Trump, while in office, was the authority for all information in the executive branch. He could declassify anything. So this is all being done as a ruse. It's being done because I think the 6th January committee is going to fail. There's going to be nothing there. And this is all they've got. And if you notice, the same people who claimed this was national security and nuclear codes, there's none of that there. And this is one more example of how there's a conspiracy, I don't know if it's a conspiracy, I think it's pretty clear now, between DOJ and the mainstream media to go about trying to essentially make up anything they can, make it try to stick. And this is just another example of that. The whole redaction thing, we're going to come to find, Wayne, they're going to be forced to unredact it. It's going to be the same nonsense we saw for the whole thing that the FBI did, the crossfire hurricane thing. Same thing.
And the Ukrainian thing and the Russian collusion thing and all of it. It's all. You know what was amazing to me? And we're talking to retired Colonel Tony Schaefer. What was amazing to me was when we got to listen to the Ukraine phone call, when they actually put it out, it was fine. There was nothing in it I could find that I would ever say, oh, my president should say that. Not one single thing. How could they ever try and impeach someone for a phone call that didn't have one thing wrong?
Right. Well, and this is where I still fault Paul Trump a little bit, because he should have gotten rid of these folks. I mean, I had a number of conversations with Rudy Giuliani and with Ambassador, what's his name?
Grinnell.
Grinnell. Rick about Grinnell. This. Like, you just need to go in and fire everybody. And Trump, I don't know why, was reluctant to do that, but Christopher Wray, all these clowns should have been taken out. Otherwise, it's like an infection. If you don't take care of that infection, it's going to come back. And this political corruption has infected the DOJ and the FBI, and no amount of pretending it doesn't exist or talking nice to people is going to resolve it. They have to be removed. And just like Fauci is being pushed out, you've got to get these people out of there, or else they're going to constantly come after him over and over and over. It's just never going to stop.
Yeah, well, the problem is that Trump isn't president anymore, so he can't get rid of all these people. In other words, he has no right now to get rid of anybody. He's a powerless former president of the United States, and the Republican Party doesn't have the House or the Senate control. So how do you get rid of these people?
Get back. But I think that's why they're doing this, Wayne, is because they want to make sure he doesn't come back, because I think he's learned his lesson.
Right.
And I think going to do what we're talking about here. Yeah.
I agree. No, look, he's the front runner for president. By the way, I was busy. You didn't hear my first segment, but I've been busy for the last 2 hours writing a commentary trying to explain to Trump what he's got to say to the American people about the vaccine, because I think that's the only way they're going to stop him now. That's his only weakness. That's his Achilles heel, is this vaccine, this COVID vaccine that he kept saying was good, 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 and it wasn't good, good, good. It's bad, 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 and it's killing a lot of people and injuring a lot of people. Now they want to blame it on Trump. And I've got the words for him, he's got to say, to get out of this mess. But other than that, he is the clear front runner for president in 2024. So I'm with you. They want to stop him at all costs. And that's, by the way, that's the next big witch hunt. They're all going to get together with the same talking points and blame Trump for the vaccine deaths. I could see it coming.
Right.
It's clear.
Right. And you get it. And I didn't see your point, but I'm sure it has something to do with actually putting the blame where it is, which is on people like Anthony Fauci.
Right.
And others, he was trusting
Correct.
That they were going to give them the best possible nonpartisan advice, which was a mistake. As a matter of fact, I would argue he could lay out a very cogent argument laying out all the points. And by the way, maybe that's one of the things they seized during this raid, Wayne, is some of the evidence he probably took with him regarding some of the advice he'd been given by the FDA, by NIH and Fauci for purposes of really documenting what he was told. And I think in the position that he was in as president, I think he wanted to help people. I sincerely do. And I think he was saying literally a bill of goods by Fauci and company.
I agree. You were reading my mind. Boy, the great minds think alike. That's the commentary I just wrote. But I do believe he has to come out and say, I was misled. I was lied to. They committed fraud. I now realize I was wrong. It was not on me. It's on Fauci. It's on the CDC. It's on the FDA. But I was wrong. I shouldn't have pushed the vaccine. The vaccine is bad. And we've got to demand right now a suspension of the entire vaccine program, a massive investigation and clean house with all the people who lied to the American people, and criminal prosecution, and never mandate ever again any experimental drug. If he does all of that, I believe he's clearly the next president of the United States.
I agree, and I think that's where much has to be fixed, because again, Wayne, if you don't fix it now, and I think Trump again has learned his lesson here too, you cannot have any bureaucracy under you. And this is another thing I fault him for, and I think, again, I think he's learned his lesson. Never allow unlimited funding to bureaucracies which you clearly understand are not loyal to the policies you're purveying. And what comes down to a number of what we see the left always talking about is policy differences of opinion. The president is the ultimate policymaker for the executive branch. And I think he was dissuaded from understanding that, from working that. And he's got to make sure the next time, again, he's got advisors who remind him, it's like, no, you're the authority. Just tell us what you want done, and we'll figure out how to do it. Instead, he was met with a constant barrage, even some of his inner circle. And I would point to one of the guys out on a book tour right now as one of the main purposes.
Is that Jared Kushner?
Yeah. According to my sources, was always talking him out of doing the right thing. And
right.
It's insane.
No, I had a big debate about the stolen election here in Vegas in front of an audience of about 2,000 live in Vegas in July at Freedom Fest. And I destroyed the guy against me, a liberal journalist who claimed, you know, nothing was stolen, everything was fine, nothing was rigged. But one of the things that audience members asked me, what do you think of Jared? And I said, I think Jared was the biggest mistake in the entire Trump regime and responsible for every bad thing Trump ever did. And I think he needs to get rid of Jared. I said that openly, and I wound up sending that video to the president. I don't know if you ever watched watched it. I have no idea. And if he did watch it, I don't know if he watched it all the way through and heard that question and heard my answer. I don't know what his reaction would be. But that's my feeling. Jared was the bad guy that really hurt us throughout the entire Trump administration. Only good on one issue, Israel. Very good on Israel, bad on everything else. A typical Manhattan liberal, right? I mean, that's what he is. Manhattan liberal, right. Democrat. So, or maybe a moderate Democrat from Manhattan, but nonetheless, not my type of guy, not a big patriot, not a big conservative. Listen, I have a lot more I want to talk to you about. We're heading to a TV commercial, excuse me, a radio commercial, but let's keep you on the line and grab you for another segment. Is that good?
Sure. Absolutely.
I want to talk about the one-year anniversary of what happened in Afghanistan and Biden's blunders that are continuing to hurt the United States all around the world. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we just found out that the terrorist bomber that killed 13 U.S. service members, we had him in our sights. We knew what he was going to do. We did nothing. We were ordered to stand down. So let's talk about that when we get back with retired Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research and author of Operation Dark Heart. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. My website, rootforamerica.com, and you can always reach me, wayneroot@gmail.com. We'll be right back. More with retired Colonel Tony Schaefer. Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Raw.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The roots on fire. Go get capital. I think gold will be on fire. I think it's very clear that inflation is the number one problem in America today and in the world today. Europe is going to be hit with inflation, the likes of which no one has ever seen since World War II. It's going to be like the Weimar Republic. How do I know that? Because they're announcing it in Europe. They're saying there's not going to be enough fuel. There's not going to be enough food. Food costs are going to go through the roof. Fuel costs are going to go through the roof. I believe it was the Federal Reserve Bank in England that announced that 18% is going to be the rate of inflation. 18%. In America, when they say 9, 10, 11%, I believe it's really 20, 25%. So if they're announcing 18% in England, I think it's going to be 30% inflation in England. And today, the Fed chief here in America, Jerome Powell, made a really scary announcement about inflation and how bad it is and how it's the biggest problem. We're all going to feel terrible pain based on what the Fed's going to have to do in relation to the inflation. So I think you got to own gold. You got to own silver. It's very clear inflation is here to stay. I trust Goldgate Capital. They sell physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. And when it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it very easy for you. They'll actually agree to buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. And if you say Wayne Allyn Root sent you, they're going to give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. $15,000. You heard me right. Call them toll free at 855-770-GOLD, 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 or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, back with retired Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, it is the one-year anniversary of the Kabul airport attack. 13 U.S. servicemen died. President Biden did not care, really never said anything much about it, didn't take any blame for it. Last I checked, I saw a story today that we had the actual bomber under surveillance and we were ordered to do nothing and stand down, and they let him walk up and kill hundreds and hundreds of Afghans. And he's waiting in line at the airport, and 13 servicemen for the United States. How bad is it?
It's bad. And it's interesting you should put it in those terms, because the failure of the intelligence community to actually act on credible intelligence is a record that has continued for a long time. And just for your audience to understand, they actually recently took out Zawahiri. Wayne, we had a shot at Zawahiri in 2003. As a matter of fact, the target of Operation Darkheart, which we had to redact, was Zawahiri. So what I'm saying is many of these decisions that you see are intelligence failures, they're not because of lack of intelligence. It's because of bureaucratic decisions of leadership to not do something with the information. And this is another example that you just pointed out. Yeah, we knew, but someone within the chain of command said, we're not going to do anything. And this is what happens over and over. So I, you know, as an intelligence officer, I always resent being told, oh, this is an intelligence failure. No, it's a policy failure, because we knew. And as you just pointed out, we knew. Someone made a very horrific decision. And I believe that decision probably came from the White House, because many of the decisions I've seen, which have been the most onerous, came directly from the White House, from the political class. And I can tell you this for a fact. If Trump was presented with a shoot, don't shoot scenario like that, and we knew the guy, he would say, go shoot him. Well, I don't think he was wanted to get us into other wars. He would do whatever he could to defend U.S. forces in contact with the enemy. So I do know that.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Tony, didn't we have under Obama, it was 8 years of soldiers being told you can't shoot anyone, forget about a high-profile target, you can't shoot anyone without permission from a lawyer. And then Trump came along and he undid that and said no one right. needs a lawyer's permission to shoot. You got to shoot, right?
Yeah. No, you had to even get permission in some places if you wanted to throw a hand grenade. You know, those who understand basic small unit operations, an infantryman or special operations guy will have a hand grenade. In some cases, they were saying you had to go to the White House for permission to throw a hand grenade. That's how bad it was. And I was in a meeting, and I'll just say, with Mike Flynn, where we were going through and talking to the Pentagon leadership about how stupid this policy was. Like, are you kidding me? But yes, that was under Obama, and yes, it was that severe. So Trump comes in and says, hey, I trust you all to do what you need to do. Your job is to win wars. Go do it. Go figure it out. And I think that's what really set him aside. And oh, by the way, Wayne, the other reason they don't want Trump back, they don't want to give field commanders that freedom of action to do what's necessary to win. And I would argue our adversaries, including the Russians, including China, they all know this. And that's why I think you're going to see even more. The Afghanistan issue is but one example of how our enemies are observing us. And I think they're going to act very severely next year, even more so than we've seen so far.
Well, listen, my biggest worry and my biggest gut, we've got a minute left, so we just got a second to respond, but my biggest worry is that China is going to invade Taiwan very soon, in the next 6 months to a year at the latest, but probably by December, January. I think China will take Taiwan or try to take Taiwan, and boy, is that going to leave us in a bad situation, right? Quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they're trying to figure out the way to minimize the damage, because they want the industry, they want the chip making, but they want control. So they're going to try to figure out how to do it, and hopefully push us, keep us out of it, because that's the way that they could do it with minimal casualties. They're going to isolate Taiwan, they're going to do a blockade, and then they're going to go about trying to basically pressure them into surrendering with very little fire. But yes, I agree with you, it's probably going to come next year.
Retired Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Darkheart. Tony, thanks for coming on the show. God bless you, man.
Oh, God bless you too. Thanks, Wayne.
Coming up next, Michael Lindell TV, right now in about 6 minutes. Coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
0099.